Alma chapter 10. In this chapter, Amulek then preaches to the people, and he introduces himself as being well known in the area that he's from, which also lets us know that Ammonihah was quite a large place, because it probably as large as the cities today, which means that you could be well known in your area, but not known well at all throughout the city. And he goes on to say that he had not known the mysteries and the power of God, but then what he says, he really has ignored it, the mysteries and powers of God, because he could really see that the Nephites had been preserved from the Lamanites, and they had been preserved through many things, and he had really seen the work of the Lord. And he then says that, which again we have to say today, that are we really looking for the Lord? Are we watching him? Are we trying to, or do we care about how he's involved in our lives and in the lives around us, or do we not really pay any attention to it or ignore it? In verse 6, he said that he was called by the Spirit but he ignored the Spirit. But he ignored that. Now, the important thing is he says that is rebellion. And in fact, from this, we gather that the Spirit calls to everyone, but we ignore it. And that is a rebellion. That is why the Lord is especially angry with his people who have Scripture and have been taught, is that the Spirit is available to everyone. In fact, not only is available to everyone, as we know, it also calls to everyone, and you therefore have to ignore it, and that's rebellion. And again, if we then study previously where it says, you know, obey the enticings of the Spirit, we can see, yes, the Spirit is trying to talk to everyone, and we, in fact, rebel against it, and we don't want to hear it. Well, then finally, in verse 7, he has to see an angel. An angel actually has to come to him. Well, this is not a good thing. It's not to say, oh, gee, I wish I was like Amulek and get to see an angel. No, this was to his condemnation, because he would not listen to the Spirit. And we have to remember that. That's a great lesson, that the great miracles of receiving angels and things can, unless it's to fulfill some need of the Lord that cannot be done by the Spirit, is to our condemnation, because it means that we have not had the faith to listen to and trust the Spirit. Well, he goes on then to testify that therefore that he knows that Alma is a man of God, and he is sent by God, and that the angel told him that the things that Alma is speaking are true. Now, in this case, we're not exactly sure an angel again actually came to him, or he now was having the Spirit testify to him of it, because this is another occurrence. And again, we see that Amulek went to the Spirit of the Lord, or he had the truth confirmed to him personally, meaning that we do not believe and follow and trust men. We go to the Spirit and have the words confirmed that the words are indeed from the Lord. Well, the people kind of become astonished, because now there's two of them, and plus one of them's amongst them, and is a man of, as they have said, a man of reputation, because that's what they want. They want to see a man that has the appearance of the world, of the authority of the world, of a man of authority in the world, and that's what they want to see. Now they've been given that too, and so some of them begin to draw back a bit and decide maybe they start to wonder what they should do then. Well, then, but some of the others, they're completely hard, and all they want to do is prove their point. Now, obviously, who acts in our society to want to just prove a point? They could care less about the truth. And we see that that's the lawyers, and we'll soon see they're the ones that they bring forth. And again, the lawyers are a great destruction of truth, and they're condemned by the Lord, because the very concept of a lawyer implies that the truth is not important, and that what is important is how we can twist things, and how we can present things, and who can present it the best, and it all becomes the cunning art of man becomes what's important, not what the real truth is, and the truth as given by the Spirit. Well, they want to catch him in his words again. They don't care about the truth, and but again, when they want to catch him in his words, implies first of all just the people too, that they don't just present their view then and say, okay, well, we've heard your view, we'll now give you our view in calmness, and then they go. And but they have this desire to force it. You know, they want to push it on them, and say, let's twist a guy in a word so we have to make him. And somehow we can see that the devil has to have some force over us. Why? Or some control over us, that somehow if someone catches in our words, and then we think too that we're now wrong. No, because we're not searching for the spirit of truth. We're searching for the technicality of the word and how it can be twisted and played with. And what is it in our society that makes us think that? Well, obviously it's the devil. It's the devil's way, because the devil isn't seeking for truth. And if they were seeking for truth, then it'd sit down and let's discuss the truth of this. And the truth always comes in calmness. It doesn't come in trying to scream and force the point. Well, again, who do that? Who do they then bring up? They bring up the lawyers, and again, as today, the lawyers always have been a profession that has been used by Satan. It's one that he brings up because it'll explain a little bit more of this in the Book of Mormon. But the point is that the system that was set up by the Lord was a system of judges, and where then people are brought forth, the judges use the spirit to find the truth, and then the truth comes forth, and then they make a righteous judgment by the spirit. That's what we have. We don't have a thing where we have lawyers coming forth who try and twist the law, or twist the word, or twist the appearance of things. Well, they begin to question Amulek, and the Lord shows Amulek their thoughts. Now that's important that we, again, you know, if you're serving the Lord and people are trying to trick you or do something, he shows you the person's thoughts. And not only that, we also learn from this that the way Amulek then is able to discern their thoughts and discern what to do is he then talks to them about what their intent is. And that's what we have to do. We don't get ourselves hung up playing word games, but we need to focus on what is the intent here. What's the spirit of their intent? And their intent wasn't to get to the truth, wasn't to do anything righteous, wasn't to talk to the Lord. All it was to twist and pervert. See, it didn't matter if even they came to something that was in fact truth. That wasn't what was important to them. All they cared about was twisting the things to pervert the intent and the feeling and the love and the things of the Lord. Meaning, again, the point is they didn't care what the result was. All they wanted to do was stop Amulek and Alma and make them look bad and so forth. And see, that is exactly what a lawyer wants to do. He doesn't go to court caring at all what the truth is or what's right or wrong or where justice is. All he cares about is winning his point, and he could care less about the truth. And that is what the evilness of is it, because again, then we know the devil, because the devil is obviously a liar, and he is against truth, and he will do anything to pervert things. And again, we can begin to feel the spirit of the evil there, that one, we don't care about truth, and second, we are trying to pervert things and we don't care what our end is. We just want to show our skill at perverting things, and that's called the cunning of the world. Well, anyway, in verses 18 to 21, Amulek really rails on their iniquity. And he tells them in verses 22 through 23 that there are still some righteous among them, and so that is the reason that the Lord doesn't come down and destroy them immediately. And he says that if they would cast out the righteous, which he's really kind of prophesying is going to happen, then the Lord would then destruction would immediately come. And again, that's written for us today, and we could see as soon as we have decided that we don't want to have the righteous. And what are the righteous again? They're the true followers of Christ, who have came unto Christ. If you have not went to him to find out what you should personally be doing to follow him and correct yourself, then you are not among the righteous, because the meaning of righteousness is to be repentant, and you only are repentant by going to the Lord and having him show you the way, prepare the experiences for you, and tell him what, and have him tell you what you're to do, in order to overcome your sins. Well, in verse 24, we see that they become really angry because they're caught in their iniquity. Again, people who are not that are righteous, and they get railed on. That happens. You get railed on all the time when you're righteous. Well, you don't feel that way. You don't become angry. You just you learn to handle it with love, and you go off and you think about it, and you, I guess you spend time trying to decide if there's any truth in it, and then and you just search your own feelings, and you, and even when you come to a realization of what the other persons have said, then you express love to them, and it's just not this idea that immediately you're angry, and at that second you're angry, and that you want to therefore do something to them. We do that when the devil has a hold upon us. So he says, so then they say that he has talked against their law and the lawyers. And he says, no, I haven't talked against your law and lawyers. I talked for the law. And what was the law again? The law set up judges so that they would have freedom. Their whole law was based on liberty and freedom. But these men, they didn't want liberty and freedom anymore. They began to have lawyers in the land. That's why Amalek then goes on to say that their lawyers and their justice and their judges are unrighteous, because they're not desiring freedom. They're desiring to have men put in charge. They don't care about finding what the spirit of truth is and finding out what the Lord wants. They want to know what men, they put men in charge. And so again, the minute we put men in charge, it's so that men can therefore take advantage of others, and in fact, we then begin to have our degrees of oppression. And we always have oppression. The very meaning of oppression is that man is controlling other men. Well, then they claim that Amalek has a devil. Now notice, see, they're immediately, though, they still have some understanding of the Lord, and so they immediately say that that he has a devil. See, so they're believing they're believing in God, and they know of God, and they know they've been taught of God. So therefore, now they have to start talking about a devil. And again, those who truly speak for the Lord against the people are going to be pointed out and be said that they are of the devil. Well, again, they say that he spoke against the law. And notice again, this is he said that Amalek is a liar because he spoke against the law, but he says he speaks for the law. And they said, see, he's a liar. He contradicts himself. And see, they're playing a mouth trick. And obviously, Amalek is talking about the spirit of the law. What is the law here for? And it was for liberty. And it was so that we went to the Lord for judgment and things like that. And this is what they were against. They were against their own law, meaning they took the law into their own hands, and they had taken it out of the hands of the Lord. And they were therefore against the laws of God, or the law given to them by God. Well, then we learn, at the end of this chapter, we learn about lawyers, and we learn that lawyers desire gain and employ. Well, this is the same as with priestcraft. When you go to court, if you have people, we'll call them, they're not really lawyers, but they have the people who stand up to present the facts for, and those that present the facts against. Well, they're doing this because in honesty and a desire to find truth and so forth. But the second they do it for gain or employ, they're not interested in finding in truth or in establishing justice. They're interested in the gain or the employ or what they receive for it, which immediately begins to distort it. See, and that distorts the truth until we get so ridiculous as we see in our society today, where truth and justice have no meaning at all in the courts. All that there is there is a technicality in how the word can be twisted to meet their own personal ends and desires, and they receive great gain on how well they can twist that, and that is what will always happen when you have the thing called professional lawyers. You're the same way. You cannot have professional ministers. You cannot have professional lawyers, because that distorts the very purpose of what your goal is, meaning to find truth and justice. Their goal is then to get gain or employ.